奉主耶稣圣名跟大家一起来学习创世纪。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I'd like to study with the book of Genesis with all of you.
那我们这次神学班呢有四个小时跟大家来大力的看一下创世纪里面的一些重要道理。
And so this National Adult Theological Seminar, I have briefly 4 hours to study some important doctrines in the book of Genesis.
我们从课表就会发现，我们这次的主要重点是学习圣经里的真教会。
And from the schedules, we can see that the main topic that we are studying will be the church, the true church.
也就是说，我们要确信我们所现在所进入的教会是基督的身体。
In other words, we have to be affirmed that the church that we are entering is the body of Christ.
这个教会基督的身体是从创世以前就已经计划好的。
And this body of Christ, this church, was established before the creation of the heaven and earth.
所以从旧约圣经到新约圣经到我们现在这样的信仰生活当中，我们都看到这样一个不会改变的真理。
So from the Old Testament to the New Testament, in our all aspects of faith, we can see that this is will not something that will not change.
也就是说，得救的教会只有一个。
In other words, there's only one church that will enable you to be saved.
从古到今称为神的教会一定是独一。
And from ancient times until now, when you call the church of God is one and only.
能够真的带我们进入天国的，一定是只有一个教会而已。
And there's only one church that can definitely bring us to heaven.
不管我们信不信，这个真理绝对不会改变。
And no matter whether we believe or not, this truth will not change.
但是信的人就有福。
But whoever that believes in it will be blessed.
那第二个重点，我们查考希伯来书。
And so the second important facts, we're studying the book of Hebrews.
所以从经简上看来，我们从希伯来书要看到什么叫信心。
And from the scripture aspects, we can see that what is considered called the faith in the book of Hebrews.
那这个信心实际上是古时候的圣徒他们都走过，他们都已经给我们留下榜样的。
And this faith was something that the old saints have tread upon earlier times.
在基督里面，什么都是更好的。在新约比旧约更好。
In Christ, everything is much better than the Old Testament.
所以我们现在的信心应该比以前更好才对。
So our faith now should be better than the faith before.
我们现在不是在读旧约吗？哈。
And are we studying the Old Testament now?
那我们在比较会发现说，新约的圣徒他们的信心更坚定。
And if you make a comparison, you realize that the people in the New Testament are more firm.
我们今天查考的第十一章，到最后受苦的基本上都是在讲新约时代那主的那些门徒。
And so when we study chapter 11 today, those that are suffering later on are the apostles of Christ.
所以从旧约到新约，你看更美。
From Old Testament to New Testament is more beautiful.
那如果用这样的一个次序去看，那我们现在这个末世应该比使徒那个时代要更美才对。
So from this order, we can see that during the end times, the process that we're in now should be better than the time during the apostles.
我们要看到主耶稣基督给我们的荣耀盼望，应该是要更明确。
And
我们更相信。
We can see that the glory, and also the hope that's given to us by Jesus Christ should be more obvious and more clear.
那在这两个主要的信息之外，我们配一个小菜，就是创世纪。
And other than the two main entree, the appetizer that we have will be the book of Genesis.
因为创世纪如果真的要详细查考，没有50个小时是查考不完的。
And to be honest, without 50 hours of studying, it's impossible to go through the book of Genesis.
也就是说，要详细的查考要很长的时间。
If you wanted to study in depth, and you need a lot of time.
可是创世纪又非常重要。
But the book of Genesis is very important.
在我们每一个神训班里面，没有一个哪一个班可以有能够详细的查考创世纪。
In all of the theological seminar, we did not have any class that can carefully study the book of Genesis.
除非神学生。
And other than theological students.
所以我们如果愿意再进一步的查考这个创世纪的详细的内容的，请来报名神学院。
And so if you want to study the book of Genesis in depth, please apply for theological school.
我们明年在美国教会需要招收三位神学生。
And next year in the United States area, we need to recruit three more students.
这三位神学生是要来真的做传职全职的传道者的。
And so we're hiring full-time ministers here in this region.
所以我们如果在座的我们的青年或者是我们的长辈，如果你有小孩，他事实上是可以真的来做传道的，请鼓励他们。
And so any youth that's sitting here or any parents that if you have any child that's appropriate and if you want to make the recommendation, please encourage them.
好，这是开头。
And so this is a prologue.
我们赶快来进入创世纪。
And so we're entering into the book of Genesis.
我们来介绍一下。创世纪我们的讲义里面基本上这个大纲都有了。
And so we have the outlines in the synopsis.
所以我们如果看这个讲义里面都很详细，我们不需要重复了。
And so states very clearly here, we don't need to repeat it again.
希伯来文的圣经创世纪叫在起初第一个字。
And so in the Hebrew language Bible, the very beginning of Genesis, it says, in the beginning.
那这个就是希伯来文圣经第一卷书 的那个书名。
And this will be the Hebrew language Bible and the first scroll.
所以如果看希伯来文的，你要找 Genesis 找不到的。
And so if you read the Hebrew language Bible, then you cannot find Genesis.
因为 Genesis 这个字是希腊文圣经里面才出现的。
And Genesis only appear in Latin text.
所以从希伯来文转成希腊文圣经的时候，那时候就定书名，就定了这个名字。
So from Hebrew, translating into Latin, this name was formed from Hebrew.
Hebrew 到 Greek.
To Greek.
所以我们现在不管是中英文各种语言，都是沿用当时候其实是一本就是希腊文圣经的这个书名，就是创世纪。
And so from and then later on, this name was derived from the Greek translation of Genesis.
那作者呢就是摩西。
And the author will be Moses.
那摩西他是大概是公元前1500年前的人物。
And he was a character that existed 1500 BC.
但是创世纪所写的时间是从创世开始一直到出埃及前那一段历史。
And so the time frame that was recorded by the book of Genesis was the creation of the world until the time of Exodus from Egypt.
摩西他是历史后端的人，他怎么知道以前发生的事情？
And so, how did Moses know about the things that happened before him?
就好像我们现在的人，你怎么有办法去记录，这个美国内战那个时候1860年代的时候那时候历史，你不会知道。
And so how come just like the impossible for the current man to record the time of the Civil War in the 1860 era.
所以如果现在人写的任何东西一定是参考之前的人曾经发生过的事吗？
So anyone wants to write any things now, obviously we need to refer to references back in the time.
这个应该是很容易了解的事实嘛。
So this is a fact that's understandable.
所以当时候摩西他写创世纪，他一定要有资料，他一定要有启示，不然他写不出来。
So Moses, when writing the book of Genesis, would need to be inspired, or would need to have any kind of reference.
所以你看创世纪的最后一节是写什么？
And you can see what was the last verse of book of Genesis.
创世纪第五十章的最后一节就是26节。
And Genesis chapter 50, the last verse will be the verse 26.
说约瑟死了。110岁，人家用把它做成木乃伊，一具棺材就停在埃及。
So Joseph died being 110 years old and embalmed him. He was put in a coffin in Egypt as a mummy.
那创世纪一开始第一节就是起初神创造天地。
And the first verse of Book of Genesis it says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
那多久我们不知道了，就是起初到底神什么时候创造天地，我们不知道。
So we don't know how long ago in the beginning was.
但是我们知道它结束的时候就写在 在埃及有一具棺材，里面装了一个人，叫做约瑟。
But we know that once it ends, that there was a coffin that was parked in Egypt, and there was a person inside named Joseph.
那约瑟是历史上的人物，所以就可以从我们人类的历史里面去知道说约瑟到底离现在多远了。
And Joseph being a historical character, we could refer to references and find out how far is it from the present time.
所以离现在大概3000多年前了。
And it's about 3,000 years ago.
好，那现在就要牵扯到，那摩西他怎么能够写出这个东西来
？And so now we have to talk about how was able Moses was able to write the book of Genesis.
第一个，摩西这个人很特别。
And first, Moses was a very unique person.
是因为神特别选这个人，然后跟他面对面讲话。
Because God has specially chosen this people to talk to him face to face.
好，所以看出埃及记的33章。
And Exodus chapter 33.
我们看出埃及记的33章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 33.
第11节。
Verse 11.
出埃及记33章第11节。
Exodus 33 verse 11.
来，请读。
And verse 11. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speak to his friend. And he would return to the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle.
这里特别讲到说这个摩西啊。他是跟神面对面讲话的人。
And it talks about that Moses will talk to God face to face.
也就是说，神他许多的话都是直接跟摩西讲。
And so God would directly communicate many of his thoughts to him.
摩西他不需要用猜的，他不用去想说，神大概什么意思。
And so Moses did not need to guess anything, and because he would receive direct communication.
他这里说面对面讲话啊，所以很清楚啊。
So they talk face to face is very clear.
我们有时候讲电话还讲不清楚了。
And sometimes even when we talk on the phone, it's unclear.
我们有时候常常在讲电话当中啊，误解对方的意思。
And so often when we speak on the phone, we misunderstand than the other party.
那更不用说是听人家讲，那差更多了。
And of course, even listening to other people, that would be lacking much substance.
好了，面对面讲话，如果是有距离哈，我们关系不好的话，我也不要跟你讲很多话。
And so speaking face to face, if we don't have such good relationship, I would not want to talk to you for a very long time.
就是说，有时候人跟人不亲哈，很多话知道就不要讲算了。
If a person is not close with the other person, then many things that you know, you would not say it.
但是如果是好朋友，面对面讲话，就无话不说，就聊几天了，就好多话要讲。
If you're good friends, then you're talking face to face, then you would talk about all different subjects.
你看当时神跟摩西的关系哈。
And you can see the relationship back then of God with Moses.
我们看民数记十二章。
And let's turn to Numbers chapter 12.
民数记十二章。
Numbers chapter 12.
第八节。
Verse 8.
民数记十二章第八节。
Numbers chapter 12, verse 8.
我要与他面对面说话，乃是明说，不用谜语，并且他必见我的形象。你们毁谤我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕呢？
I speak with him face to face, even plainly, and not in dark saying, and he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
这里神称摩西是他的仆人。
And so God called Moses his servant.
那所以这个主人跟仆人交代事情要做的时候，一定讲得很清楚。
So anything that the master wants to entrust the servant, must be very clear.
就好像我们今天我们在座有些人是当老板的了。
And just like us, many of us are business owners here.
你现在做老板的人，你跟你的员工如果没有话讲清楚，他做错你不能骂他，因为你没有讲清楚。
And so as a business owner, if you did not state what you want clearly to your employees, if they made a mistake, then you cannot blame him.
所以。但是如果你把他讲得很清楚了，每一个步骤他都没问题了，那他做错，这个就要受处罚。
But if you state very clearly every step of the process, and then your employees makes a mistake, obviously he would need to be punished.
这个要记载天地万物来源这件事情太重要了。
And so the recordings of the creation of heaven and the world is very important.
所以神，你看他特选这个人物摩西。
And God specially selected Moses.
称他做仆人。
And called him his servant.
这个仆人可以直接跟主人面对面讲话。
And so the servant can speak directly with the master.
主人他所要让世人知道的每一件事情都可以透过他讲出来。
And so anything that the master wants the world to know can go through the servant.
而且他还能够他看见他跟神面对面，他知道神的形象，就神的荣耀。
And being face to face with God, he would know God's image.
也就是说，他知道神要人世人知道事情，这个非常的关键，所以一定要很重视。
And so any things that the people in the world would know, it was very critical. So this person must be very faithful.
所以这就构成了创世纪的最重要来源，就是从神来的启示。
So the most important source of the book of Genesis was inspired by God.
所以有些事情真的是要用信心领受。
So some of the things in subject matters must be received by faith.
因为如果不是用信心，而且用我们人间的逻辑去推敲，我们一定有很多疑问。
So if you're not accepting it by faith, but rather using your own knowledge or formation, then you must derive many questions.
因为圣经没有跟我们讲很细节的东西。
Because the Bible did not depict a very things that are in detail clearly.
那这个细节的，这个不是神要我们人类知道的。
And so the details is not something that God wants men to know.
神给的这本书圣经，就是要让我们知道一个方向，谁在主导一切。
So God gave us this book, which is the Bible, basically want us to know who's directing it all.
好，所以这个神的启示，就是神直接跟摩西说。
So this was inspired by God, which God directly delivered to Moses.
特别是这个古时候所发生的事情哦，特别是在洪水以前的，真的没有人知道的了。
And especially the things that happened before the time of the flood.
哦，那。但是除了这个之外，创世纪我们看有十一个地方记载到，哎，这个什么什么人的家谱记在下面啊，这样。
And so in the book of Genesis, also there are 11 places which records the genealogy of certain families.
啊，所以资料来源的第二项就是在以色列选民当中，他们已经流传的资料文件。
And so the second thing was many of the references that.Was the among the chosen people of Israel?
啊，就好像一开始的时候，起初神创造天地，就是说创造天地就是这样子开始的了。
And just like in the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and this is the due process which got started.
第二章的第四节，第二章创世纪二章四节。
And chapter Genesis chapter 2 verse 4.
创造天地的来历，在主神创造天地的日子乃是这样啊，就开始描述就是这样子。
And this is the history of the heavens and earth when they were created, and this is how they begin to explain.
好，那到第五章，他记载说，哎，这个亚当第一个人，他的后代啊是谁
？Until chapter 5 then describe the first man Adam and who are his descendants.
所以在创世纪里面有许多的家谱。
So there are many genealogies in the book of Genesis.
这个家谱一定是要有资料传下来的，不然谁知道谁是谁啊
？And of course, with the formation of genealogies, you would need to have solid evidence or references.
所以我们的家族里面如果有那个有家谱的。
And so in our family, if you have any genealogies,
如果你照家谱就知道说这是哪一代的人。
Family tree, and then you can tell which generations are which.
啊，所以创世纪里面有这十一份的资料，他都在讲。这个后代的问题。
So the book of Genesis has a set of recordings such as this.
表示说，摩西当时候，他从以色列百姓当中就看到了许多这个祖先的来历，这个系统了。
It means that Moses, during the time of the families of Israel, observed that there are many genealogies and family trees among them.
哦，所以创世纪啊，它最重要的，它不是在告诉我们说，哇，神是怎样创造的。不要把它当成历史的书来看。
And so Genesis importantly do not treat it as a historic book and how God created the heaven and earth.
神不是要告诉我们这个人间一代一代这个详细的历史是怎么接的。
And so God did not want to clearly tell us the different steps of history how this was formed.
所以有时候家谱会断掉，那但是它那个系统是联系来的，但是不是说一代一定是哪一代这样。
But sometimes the genealogy would be broken and not all connected.
啊，那第二个，这个创世纪也不是在告诉我们这个像科学性的说，哇，这个哪一个有逻辑哈，这个次序应该怎样，这个神应该怎么接一个，怎么说，这个就是怎么做的这个细节也不是这样子。
And so secondly, Genesis is not very scientific, kind of like describing systematically what's the due process every step of the process.
其实创世纪在讲神的救恩跟神的拣选。
Genesis is talking about the salvation of God and the choosing of God.
所以他告诉我们说天地是怎么开头的。
And it tells us how heaven and earth was formed.
那这个本来很美的世界，怎么今天变这么败坏？
And how come from such a beautiful world turn into a very corrupted world?
那这个败坏就是因为罪，因为人违反神的命令而来的。
And this corruption derived from the sin, men went against the commandments of God.
那这个败坏，这个人就没有希望。你犯罪的结果就是死亡。
So this corruption would cause men not to have any hope because that's the result of sin.
那接下来就是神拣选。
And then next would be the choosing of God.
所以要神从这个败坏的世界当中要选出他的人。
And from this very corrupt world, God would choose His people among them.
那这些人就是得恩典的人。
And so these men are the ones that will receive.
然后神要建立他的国度。
And God will establish their kingdom.
好，那这个国度一出现之后，就要预备耶稣基督来到。
And so this kingdom once existed, will be prepared for the coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，这个就是创世纪主要要讲的道理。
And so this is the main doctrine that the book of Genesis is talking about.
他讲到最后一定跟耶稣基督有关系。
So at the end, it has direct relationship with Lord Jesus Christ.
跟救恩有关系。
And it would have direct relationship with salvation.
那我们如果了解了，我们就很感谢。
If we understand this, we will be very thankful.
因为当我们可以本来败坏被救出来，我们就发现说，哦，我们本来死亡，现在得到生命。
Because from this world of corruption, we were able to be delivered out of death.
好，这个是英文的部分。
And so this is the English part.
那读创世纪的时候，通常都会连着读出埃及记。
And so reading the book of Genesis, obviously you will continue to read Exodus.
因为出埃及那个创世纪最后就是约瑟死了。棺材停在埃及啊。
And because we read earlier that the last part of Genesis was that Joseph died and then the coffin remained in Egypt.
然后接下来出埃及记就是要把约瑟的棺材把它抬出去了。
And Exodus means that the coffin of Joseph will be brought out.
那个棺材一直留在那边不是办法嘛。
And so the coffin cannot continuously remain in Egypt.
你看我们人不管那个棺材能够放多久？到最后一定都是要把它埋葬下，在土里面。
Just like normal burials, no matter how long you place the body inside the coffin, at the end it must be buried.
哦，所以我们现在看一下《出埃及记》第十三章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 13.
不是十三章，《出埃及记》的出埃及记的十三章，对，十三章的十九节。
And Exodus chapter 13, verse 19.
出埃及记的十三章十九节。
Exodus chapter 13 verse 19。
十三章十九节，你看，摩西把约瑟的骸骨一同带去，因为约瑟曾叫以色列人严严的起誓，对他们说：“神必眷顾你们，你们要把我的骸骨从这里一同带上去。”啊，这个就是这个出埃及的时候要记住，以色列百姓是扛了一具棺材出去的。
And so this is something that needs to be remembered. The Israelites, when exiting out of Egypt, they carried a coffin of Moses, of Joseph.
啊，所以创世纪跟出埃及记两个是连在一起，要一起读。
And so Genesis is connected with the book of Exodus. You must read it together.
创世纪论起初，论怎么这个世界是怎么败坏的。
And Genesis talks about in the beginning and how the world came to its corruption.
然后人怎么在这个罪里面受苦的？
And how did man suffer within this sin?
然后出埃及记就是要讲救赎，神是怎么用大能的手把我们从这个败坏里面拉出来。
And Exodus talks about redemption, how in God will deliver us from this very corrupt world.
哦，所以这个关系哈，我们一定要看得到，那我们就知道说，这个创世纪如果不明白，那出埃及记大概就很难懂。
And so we have to know this relationship becauseIf you don't understand this concept from Genesis, then Exodus will be hard for us to comprehend.
那我们知道前面旧约圣经的前面五卷书叫做摩西五经。
And we know that the five books in the Bible is also known as Pentateuch.
那这摩西五经呢，也就是旧约圣经这三十九卷书里面的第一部分，就是律法，所以叫做律法书。
And among the 39 books in the Bible, the first five is also called the law, the Torah.
对，这个就是律法。这律法就是因着有以色列百姓出埃及才有的。
And so this Torah existed after the Israelites left Egypt.
所以如果没有出埃及的事件，就不会有所谓律法的问题。
So without the events in Exodus, then it would not have the events of Torah.
所以先有出埃及这个事情，才你看才会有摩西到西乃山去领受神的律法嘛。
And so because of the events in Exodus, then Moses was able to ascend on a mountain and receive the laws from God.
我们如果想创世纪的作者如果是摩西，
If the author of the book of Genesis will be Moses,
出埃及记的作者也是摩西，
and Exodus was Moses as well.
摩西是在出埃及那个事件当中的主要的人物，
and so Moses was the main character in the book of Exodus.
然后摩西就颁布了他对百姓颁布了这些律法，神的要求。
So he has ordered these decrees and commandments to the people.
所以如果是以整个这个救赎的角度来看，
if,
救赎把百姓从埃及带出来，这个是最重要的。
If from a whole perspective of redemption, this deliverance of the people from Egypt is the most important aspect.
要让以色列百姓知道说遵守神的话，他的命令有多重要。
So the Israelites should know that it's so important to observe the words and commandments of God.
过去的祖先就是不相信，就是不听神的命令，所以才会败坏，才会犯罪。
So the ancestors in the past, because the fact that they did not listen to God, that's why they were corrupt.
教会
sin.
最后为什么会落到说，今天需要出埃及，就是因为有前面的事。所以为了要解释出埃及的事件，一直追溯到创世这个整个过程。
And so, pursuing the matter of Exodus, this is how we can come and link the creation of heaven and world.
所以其实应该是有救恩在先。才会知道说为什么会导致这个败坏，是就是说救恩是因为有败坏，败坏是怎么来的，这个就是创世纪要交代 的重点。
And so the reason for salvation and came corruption and how did everything came about, and this is Genesis.
好，那所以如果没有出埃及的救赎的事件，就不需要有摩西，就没有摩西五经。
So without the events of redemption in Exodus, then there's no need for Pentateuch.
最主要的摩西五经最主要的关键点就是出埃及的这些事情。
And so the most main aspects of the Pentateuch was the part that's exiting Egypt.
所以我们要学习那个律法书，出埃及记、像利未记，这个都一定要先学了创世纪之后。那个整个系统才会清楚。
So when you study the Torah, then you have to study systematically, including Numbers and Leviticus, then you can understand everything.
那这个读创世纪啊，这个几个重点要抓住。
And studying the book of Genesis, you have to grasp many main points.
第一个重点就是独一的神，这一个神自有拥有，他是一切的主宰，全部都是由他开始。
And the first main point was the one and only true God, and he existed by himself, and everything comes from him.
第二个重点就是我们的人被造是很特殊的，比万物都尊贵。
As men, we are being created, and we are more special and important than all the other animals.
人领受了神特别的托付。
And as men, we receive special entrustment directly from the Lord.
因为人是按照神的形象造的。
And because man was created based on the image of God.
人有神的性情。
Man would have the nature of God.
在人的生命里面有神的灵。
Inside the man, inside man, there would be the spirit of God.
所以人要彰显出神的荣耀。
So as men would need to reveal down the glory of God.
所以从创世纪我们要看到说人。这个形象 要一直把它表现出来才可以的。
So in Genesis, you can see that we need to reveal this image of God constantly.
好，第三个，但是人却被这个恶者引诱，犯罪，离开了神。
Thirdly, man was enticed by the evil one and committed sin, which left them to depart from God.
所以因为违反神的话，这个叫做罪，然后就让人跟神。
And because a man went against the words of God, so he committed sin, and this way men were separated from God.
那这个罪的结局就是死亡。
So the conclusion of this sin will be death.
所以我们看到一开始很好，到最后到挪亚那个时代，洪水又 是全部都死光了。
And we can see in the beginning everything was wonderful, but until the time of Noah, everything died.
然后到了只有在方舟里面的那八个还活着。
And only the eight sole survivors in the ark.
所以这个罪很可怕。
So sin is very horrific.
那我们就看到说，哎，这个违反神的命令这件事情看起来好像很简单，但其实最后。一定是死亡。
You can see that going against the commandments of God seems like very it was something very simple, but at the end, ultimately, it will lead to death.
你看，从一开始亚当那个时代哈，他不是说神说不可以吃的东西，他是把它吃的嘛。
So in the time from generation of Adam, you can see that God instructed them not to eat the fruit.
那亚当夏娃吃了这个神说不可以吃的分别善恶树上的果子。还是好好的啊，他还不是还活得好好的。
So after eating the forbidding fruit of knowledge of good and evil, then they still seem okay.
然后活很久，我们圣经说他活了九百几岁。亚当活九百几岁。
To a very long time, to about 900 years old.
九百三十岁嘛，哈。
930.
那接下去还是死了。
And then they died.
所以这个违反神的话，你看亚当。他还是一样活着，而且还生养儿女，还生了很多很多，活了很久，但是最后统统死了。
So going against the words of God, you can see that they lived originally for a very long time, and then they even have child, but later on they still died.
那到挪亚的时代
，until the time of Moses，
除了在方舟里面的人之外，全部都死了。
Besides the people in the ark, everyone else died.
你就知道说。挪亚他是照神的话进方舟，照方舟进方舟，他活了。
So、you can see that Noah heeding to the teachings of God and entering into the ark, so he survived.
但是违反神的话的所有的子孙统统死亡。
But going against the words of God, all the descendants all perished.
我们就看到了那个神的话多重要了。
So we can see how important that the words of God is.、
啊、这个就是创世纪他交代这些历史，其实要让我们看到重点，神命令。
And so this is the main thing that Book of Genesis wants to teach us, which is the commandments of God.
那如果只是就死了，这个也很简单的哈。
So if you just died, it's actually very easy.
就好像今天法律，他可以把一个人判刑，他说你犯错，所以你应该关起来，你关多久
？Just like the law can condemn somebody to a punishment and how long you should be locked up in jail.
把他处罚罪很简单，就是把他限制自由，不然就是给他处罚，反正你就是让他受苦。
And the punishment can be very easy. You just have to control the person, whether in jail or in suffering.
但是要改变人变好，这很难呢。
But to change somebody into become good, it's something that's very hard.
所以你看，政府用法律，他只能够怎么样把坏人关起来，但是他没有办法让好人变坏人变好人。
And you can see that the government would use the law to punish somebody, but it's impossible to change this person to goodness.
那一个人要怎么样从这个很恶的这个表现到变得很良善，这个就是要有神才有可能的。
And so, how can somebody from a very evil state to becoming good would need the existence of God inside of this man?
那个从创世纪我们就看到神的作为，神的计划。
And so.In the book of Genesis, we can see God's planning and its calculation.
神他要把人从罪里面救出来。
God wanted to deliver man out of this sinfulness.
然后要把人改变成回到像最初创造的时候那么良善。
God wanted to transform man onto the state originally when man was very pure.
而且很顺服。
And extremely obedient,
能够彰显出神的荣耀的
and also reveal the glory of God,
就像耶稣基督所表现出来的形象
just like the image portrayed by Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在创世里面我们看到神的这个计划他是怎么安排的
So in the book of Genesis, we saw the planning of God and how he wanted to go about executing this.
这个安排就是神从万民当中先选了一个人出来
So this arrangement, he chose this fromTens and thousands of people, one man.
那这个就是亚伯拉罕。
And so this was Abraham.
那从他的后代要建立一个国度。
And from his descendants, there will be a nation that would form.
所以这个就是创世纪里面的一些神学的重点。
And so these are the theological studies in the book of Genesis.
那这个创世纪的大纲，创世纪有五十章。
And so the general outline, There's 50 chapters in the book of Genesis.
分两段落就好了。
And we can break this into two parts.
第一章到第十一章。
And the first part will be from chapter 1 to chapter 11.
最起初的四件事。 四件大事。
And this was the four events in the beginning.
那从十二章到第五十章。
And from chapter 12 to chapter 50.
他就讲四个主要人物。
And it talks about four different things.
这四个人物就是让我们看到神这个他的国度是怎么建立起来的系统。
And it's actually four different characters. This will enable us to see how this kingdom was formed.
那这四个人物都是信心的人物。
And these four characters are characters of faith.
那这四个人物也都是顺服的，愿意相信神的话，照神的话做的。
They were characters of obedience as well. They are willing to obedient to God.
这四个人物也都是他如果跟神保持关系的人，他的那个生命就不一样。
And these four characters, if they maintain a relationship with God, their life will be different.
这四个人物也都在讲他们是怎么得到神的祝福的。
And the four characters also are being described how they receive God's blessings.
好，所以哈，这个第一章到第十一章是四件大事，第一件大事就是创造。
And so from chapter 1 to chapter 10, which should talk about the first main event, which is the creation.
就是万物的起源。
And the source of all things in the world.
第一章跟第二章讲同一件事情，但是用不同的方向来描述。
And chapter 1 and chapter 2 describing the same events but using different directions.
哦，所以第一章跟第二章没有冲突。
And so there are no conflicts between chapter 1 and 2.
是因为他要讲的重点不同。
And because it's talking about a different focus.
但是都在讲神从无中生有。
But mainly this is describing that God forms something from nothing.
只有万物都从这个神开头的。
And all things are formed by God.
所以神存在。
So God existed.
所以有人说，你用圣经来给我证明说有神。
And so some people have said that, why don't you use the Bible to prove to me that God exists?
这个圣经没办法这样用。圣经一开始就说有神。
And so you cannot use the Bible this way because in the beginning, the Bible just says that there's God.
那如果没有神，这个圣经就不需要了。
And so if there's no God, then we would not need the Bible.
所以今天我们读圣经是一开头的时候就相信有神存在。
So when we read the Bible, from the very beginning, we believe that there is the existence of God.
然后接下去我们就看到他奇妙作为。
And then following, we would see his miraculous works.
那我们今天人要看到神的存在，就是像罗马书说的，到外面去看一看这个美丽的世界。
And so as men, if you want to see the existence of God, all you have to do is just go outside and observe this wonderful nature.
啊，仔细的想一想，就知道没有神，这一切是不可能的。
And just think clearly that without God, all things are impossible.
就好像你去看，你到外面去就看一朵花就好了。
And just go outside and looking at a flower.
你就想想那朵花哈。
And just think about this flower.
它怎么会开花啊
？And how can it bloom?
那它为什么会有香味
？And why was it? Does it have a good aroma?
为什么是这个形状的？那是这么这个大小
？And why is it this size and this dimension?
哦，那为什么那个如果冬天它还是有的是晚上开，有的是白天开嘛
？And sometime in the winter, the flowers will bloom, or sometime in the summer.
事实上是很奇妙，只要我们仔细想，一定会相信这是有神。
So if we carefully think about and observe these, you know that God exists.
不然你看这一盆，我们后面这一盆花。
And just like the flower in the back of the church.
这个是最近才放的，因为为了要办神学班才放的啦。
And so we have placed this recently because for a theological seminar.
我们如果明年再来。当然，明年不会来这里，明年是要到西安去的。
Of course, next year we'll be in the West Coast.
先预告一下，我们明年的成年神训班在伯恩教会。
I'd like to announce for next year, we will be in Bowen Park.
在加州，南加州，所以温暖的地方。
And so in Southern California, it's very warm and sunny.
所以我们今年来了，明年还要再继续。
And so whoever that comes this year, you have to continue next year again.
但是明年的全国教会会议会在喜乐坡教会办。
And but the National Church Conference will be held in Hillsboro next year.
如果明年还来到这里，你再看这盆花，还是一样，绝对不会变。
And if you come here again next year, you see this flower, it will not change. It will be the same.
它也许颜色会稍微这样子比较淡一点，因为被太阳晒了。
And maybe the color would change a little lighter because of sun.
但它绝对不会改变的，就是这样子。
But it would not change at all.
这就是人造的东西。
And so this is something that's created by man.
但是我们如果明年来再看野外野地，我们教会附近的这个环境。
And if you look at the surrounding natures next year from church,
一定有不一样。
And you can definitely see that something is different.
如果你仔细观察了，你现在的喜乐坡教会的环境跟几年前也许不一样。
And if you carefully observe the surrounding areas in Hillsboro Church was different from years ago.
大家不知道没有？你们以前很多人都来过喜乐坡教会啊。
And many of you came to Hillsboro Church before.
有没有人发现这个环境有点不一样了
？And has anybody realized that this environment is different from
before? 我们纽约地区的信徒应该是常常来，应该比较观察比较多。
And so the New York City members come here a lot. They would know.
不知道大家有没有发现
？And have you realized, what is the difference?
我们一开始的时候，我们教学前面有两棵大树啊。
In the beginning, we have two large trees in front of the church.
一开始的时候很漂亮的。
In the beginning, it was beautiful.
那两棵树都枯掉死了，就被砍掉了。
And later on, they were withered and died, and then so it was cut away.
我们几年前的时候，我们这里有好多树的。
And a few years ago, we have many trees in front of us.
但是各种因素，这个树就枯了。
And for some unknown reasons, all of them withered and died.
所以就把它砍了。
And so we had to cut it down.
那所以你就看到，这个外面的环境会变化。
And you can see that the environment changes around us.
因为它是活的。
And because they are all living things.
但是这一盆花没有生命，它是死的，它永远都这样子而已。
And so this vase full of flower, because it does not have life, so it would not die.
这就是神的创造，这个叫做权柄，生命的权柄。
So this is the creation of the world. This is the authority of life.
这个生命从神来的。
And so life comes from God.
所以前面的第一件大事就讲创造，什么叫做生命
？So the first main event talks about the creation.Of God.
第二件大事就是第三章到第六章的。
The second main event, which spans from chapter 2 to 6.
罪恶的代价，罪恶的结果就是堕落，就是败坏。
Sin, which brings about corruption.
所以罪怎么进入这个世界里面的
？How did sin enter into this world?
为什么人从乐园最后进入这个被咒诅的世界里
？And how come man going from leaving the blessed paradise entering to the corrupted world, which is cursed?
本来神看什么创造，他创造都非常的好。
And because in the beginning, God realized that all His creation were good.
我们如果看第一章
，And if we read chapter one,
第三十一节
，And verse 31,
创世纪第一章三十一节
，Genesis chapter one, verse 31,
神看。这一切所造的都甚好，有晚上，有早晨，是第六日。哦，好。
Then God saw that everything was good.
所以这一切都很好啊，很好。
And so everything was good.
好，那我们请看第六章。
And let's turn to chapter six.
第六章。
Chapter six.
第五节。
Verse five.
创世纪六章五节。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 5.
神见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。第六节。
6.
神就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。你看这个为什么会这样子
？And you can see how come this became like this.
从非常好到后悔到心中忧伤，就是因为罪恶甚大。
And from goodness being regretful and to sorrowness inside his heart.
所以今天如果我们犯罪，最后的结果一定是心中忧伤。
And so if we committed sin.Today, at the end result will be a sorrowful heart.
就算外表可以掩盖隐藏，内心一定是忧伤的，后悔。
And so, although you can cover it on the surface, but inside your heart will be very sorrowful because this is the consequence.
这是第二件大事。
This is the second main event.
第三件事情。
The third thing.
就是第七章到第九章的建造方舟。
From chapter 7 to chapter 9, which is the construction of the ark.
这也是神对罪恶的审判。
So this was a judgment from God towards this evil world.
但同时看到神的慈爱。
At the same time, we saw the mercifulness of God.
对那愿意听神的指示的人，他们就存活了。
And for those that wants to heed to the instructions and teachings of God, will survive.
对神有信心的。
Those that have faith towards God.
虽然还没有看到所要发生的事情，但是就已经相信 照着神的指示来做的，他们就活。
Although they have not seen the things that was to come, but they believed it and they follow and they practiced certain actions.
所以在最后的审判当中，存活的关键就是照神的话进入方舟。
So at the end for the ultimate judgment, the critical moments for survival is to listen to the words of God.
那所以今天这个方舟在旧约圣经创世纪里面所预表的就是真教会。
And so this ark which prefigured true church in the Old Testament.
所以要在最后的审判得到存活的唯一机会，就是进入独一真教会。
So at the end, when facing judgment, the ultimate way for survival is to enter into the true church.
信或不信，最后结局一定不同。
So whether belief or unbelief, the results will not be the same.
等到那个审判来到，后悔就来不及。
And when the judgment comes, then it is too late for you to regret.
第四件事情。
And the fourth event.
就是第十节，第十章到第十一章。
From chapter 10 to chapter 11,
就是在巴别这个地方以言变乱，邦国建立，就是今天这么多国家，这么多语言的来源。
In a place called Babel, all the language was mixed. So this is how we have different languages from the different nations.
所以这个今天很多人类学家、社会科学家他们在研究这个文化到底怎么会变这样子？为什么语言有这么多？这当中是怎么来的
？And so many.Anthropologist and a language specialist, they would study where the language were from.
那其实我们从圣经就看到，原来就是这样子。
And from the Bible, we can see this is how it came about.
那个原因是什么
？What was the reason?
我们看第十章。
And let's turn to chapter 10.
第十一章对不对？第十一章。
And chapter 11.
第十一章。
Genesis chapter 11.
来，我们看，第四节。
And let's read verse 4.
他们说：“来吧，我们建造一座城和一座塔，塔顶通天，为要传扬我们的名，免得我们分散在全地上。”
And they say, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heaven. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we scatter abroad over the face of the whole earth."
你看这里人说要为了要传扬我们的名。
And so you can see that man wants to make a name for themselves.
这个叫夺取神的荣耀。
And this is robbing the glory of God.
这是忘记了人的角色。
And this is to forget your role and as a man.
这是对神他是主宰他的主权的公然的挑战。
And this is a direct challenge to the creator and the ruler of the world.
所以最后就是这样子。
So,This was the result.
所以人就合不来了。
And so man cannot get along.
语言就变乱了。
And the language was mixed.
所以就变成今天这个样子。
And so it became what we have today.
我们相信神的话，就知道这个事情就是这样演变了。
If we believe in the words of God, we know that this is how the events unfold.
不相信的，再怎么研究也没有结果。
And to those non-believers, no matter how much you research, it will not yield any results.
所以发现说，其实相信神的。就变得很简单，很有智慧。
And so you realize that if you only believe God, then it's very things are very simple and you're full of wisdom.
好，那这个是四件大事。
And so these are the four main events.
我们其实神学班就算这个四件大事也讲不完。
And so actually in the seminar we cannot even complete the four main events.
所以我们干脆现在就结束好了。
And so maybe we should just talk about it now.
我们先休息。
And let's take a break.
默祷。
And let's pray in silence.
阿门。我们休息十分钟，所以不要担心，还是十分钟休息。
Let's take a 10-minute break.